Welcome to this podcast about Dangerous Cape and Port Graham in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Dangerous Cape is a headland rising 66 feet on the southern Kenai Peninsula at the northern entrance to Port Graham near the mouth of Kachemak Bay, about 22 miles southwest of Homer and 4 miles northwest of the community of Port Graham, Alaska. The name translates from the Russian Miss Opisnoy, published by Captain Mikhail Tebenkov, and first appearing in its present form in an 1883 U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey publication. The headland and reef consist of rocks from the Tai Onek Formation, which developed during the Miocene and Oligocene epochs and forms part of the coal-bearing Kenai group. The Tai Onek Formation contains massive sandstone beds and low-grade lignitic to sub-bituminous coal seams up to 30 feet thick. Port Graham is an embayment extending southwest for about 6 miles from Kachemak Bay. Captain Nathaniel Portlock originally named the deglaciated fjord Graham's Harbor. The Russians called it English Bay, probably because of late 18th century mapping and visits by the Cook and Vancouver expeditions. Coal Cove, a small bight about 0.5 miles wide on Port Graham's north shore, was named Coal Bay by Portlock, who found coal there on July 25, 1786. It was the site of a small Russian coal mining operation until 1867. Dangerous Cape Reef, a submerged extension of Dangerous Cape reaching 0.5 miles southwest into Kachemak Bay, protects Coal Cove and marks the site of the 1868 Torrent shipwreck. After the 1867 Alaska Purchase transferred the territory from Russia to America, the U.S. Army dispatched batteries from the 2nd Artillery to protect American interests, garrisoning Sitka, Kodiak, Tongass, Wrangell, and Kenai, with detachments enforcing seal hunting regulations on the Pribilof Islands. Battery F, approximately 125 officers and soldiers commanded by Lieutenant John McGilvray, many Civil War veterans sailed for Cook Inlet aboard the chartered sailing bark Torrent with orders to scout fort locations near Kachemak Bay. Under Captain Richard Carleton, with a civilian crew of around 12, Torrent struck the reef off Dangerous Cape whilst attempting to enter Coal Cove and began taking on heavy seas. All property and records were lost when the vessel broke apart and sank, but all personnel escaped in the ship's boats and were rescued 2 weeks later by Captain Snow on Milan and Captain Erskine on the steamer Fidelator. In 2007, divers found the ship's remains, possibly the oldest American shipwreck in Alaskan waters. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.